Donald Trump dismisses critics of Syria withdrawal, do we want to be there forever? By Charlie Spiering on December 20, 2018. President Donald Trump defended his decision to withdraw American troops from Syria on Thursday. Does the USA want to be the policeman of the Middle East? Getting nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who, in almost all cases, do not appreciate what we are doing? Trump wrote on Twitter. Do we want to be there forever? Foreign policy hawks such as Senator Bob Corker, Senator Marco Rubio, and Senator Lindsey Graham adamantly criticized the president on Wednesday for ordering the withdrawal of forces in Syria. On Twitter, Graham described Trump's action as a huge Obama-like mistake. But President Trump touted praise for his decision from Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. I couldn't agree more with the president's decision, Paul said. By definition, this is the opposite of an Obama decision. Trump reminded critics that he had campaigned on the idea of withdrawing troops from the Middle East. And although he let the troops stay longer than he wanted, it was time to bring them home. He argued that foreign influences in the region could keep the remainder of Islamic State terrorists at bay. Russia, Iran, Syria, and others are the local enemy of ISIS, he wrote. We were doing their sick work. Time to come home and rebuild. The president also defended his decision in a video released on Twitter. We have won against ISIS, Trump said. It's time for our troops to come home. He warned Islamic State terrorists of serious retaliation if they attempted to attack the United States. I am building by far the most powerful military in the world, he wrote. ISIS hits us, they are doomed.